Blog Talk Radio. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter, coming to you live from Orlando, Florida. And this is Sister Diane. And today I will go ahead and start off with the prayer. So if you have your prayer request, just go ahead and just call us in at 347-857-3925. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, Lord Father, giving you honor, glory, and praise, Lord Father, thanking you, Lord Father God, for what you are doing for us and what you already have done for us, Lord Father. Father God, we come calling these names before you, Lord Father God, asking you, Lord Father God, to just have your way in the name of Jesus. Father God, we come before you, holy and Chad Nimhart. Lord, we ask you, Lord Father God, to continue, Lord Father God, to mend his broken bones, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father God, for bringing him conscious, Lord Father. We ask you, Lord Father God, to give him the strength, Lord Father God, to go through, Lord Father God, the massive therapy, Father God, that he have to go through, Lord Father God, as well as the reconstruction, Lord Father. We know that nothing is too hard for you right now, Lord Father. We pray this in Jesus' name. Father God, we ask you, Lord Father God, to touch those in the hospital, Lord Father. Touch Vianne Divine right now, Lord Father. Father God, you know she in need of your help today, Lord Father, of your healing right now, Lord Father. Father God, cancel those blood clots, Lord Father God, in her legs, Lord Father, and everything else, Lord Father God, that is going on within her, Lord Father, in Jesus' name. We pray for Norman Neverson right now, Lord Father. Continue, Lord Father God. We are looking right now, Lord Father God, for a praise report, Lord Father, for you say who report we will believe, Lord Father. And we thanking you, Lord Father God, for a good report, Lord Father. We ask you, Lord Father God, to touch LaPrentice, Lord Father. Father God, he was also born with a condition of his heart, Lord Father God. Touch the valves right now, Lord Father God, that is pumping too slow, Lord Father God. Regulate it right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, touch Dorothy Tress right now, Lord Father God. She has stopped eating, Lord Father God. We ask, Lord Father God, that you touch her body, Lord Father God. Touch her mind right now. And Father God, touch her family, Lord Father God, that is worried about her right now, in the name of Jesus. We continue, Lord Father God, to pray for Elma Smith, Lord Father God, that had a blockage to her heart, Lord Father. We thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for her continual recovery, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father God, for keeping her family, Lord Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, touch Pierre Sullivan, Lord Father God. Touch Christy, Lord Father God. Father God, we just thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for healing, Lord Father, of cancer right now. We come against that right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, there's so much suffering, Lord Father God, from this disease right now, Lord Father. Father God, we pray, Lord Father God, that as they go through, Lord Father God, chemo, Lord Father God, Father God, they call upon your name, Lord Father God, and ask, Lord Father God, for forgiveness, Lord Father God. Touch them, Lord Father God. Father God, whatever sin, Lord Father God, they committed against you, Lord Father, we come, Lord Father God, asking for mercy on their behalf right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father God, for continually touching Pastor James Harrington right now, Lord Father. Father God, continue to strengthen him right now, Lord Father. And Father God, I pray today, Lord Father God, for my apostle and bishop, Lord Father, and my pastors, Lord Father. Continue, Lord Father God, to strengthen them, Lord Lord Father God, in the work, Lord Father God, you have set before them, Lord Father. And Father God, as well as the pastors, Lord Father God, that is out there, the leaders, Lord Father God, in the ministry, Lord Father, we pray today for them, Lord Father. Continue, Lord Father God, to strengthen them, Lord Father. And we cancel any assignment, Lord Father God, that the enemy, Lord Father God, has sent for them, Lord Father God, for them to stop preaching the word, Lord Father. Continue, Lord Father God, to touch them, Lord Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And Father God, we're just thanking you in advance, Lord Father God, for you just having your way, Lord Father God, in this prayer today, Lord Father. And we ask you, Lord Father God, as I turn it over to Apostle Porter, Lord Father God, that you decrease her, Lord Father God, as you increase in her. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Let the church say amen. Well, amen. Praise God. We thank God for the prayers coming from Sister Diane. Now, if you don't feel that God answered your prayer that time, just remember this. Give us a call and we will pray for you, maybe directly if you so desire. Whatever the case may be, you call 347-857-3925. Call while we're on the air, 347-857-3925. Just give us a call if you will, because we know that there's so many people today that have all types of conditions. And the doctor's given up some of them, you know, and we're not just going to take that, are we?
Amen.
We're going to pray until something happens. Yes. And we're going to believe until something happens.
Amen.
All right?
Amen.
Amen. So give us a call. We're here waiting for you. All right. Now, let me give you a little word here. Finding God is not our greatest need. Rather, it is recognizing him in each of life's ever-present situations and then submitting to his will. Finding God is not our greatest need. Rather, it is recognizing him in each of life's ever-present situations and then submitting to his will. Can you do that today? Bless God. We trust that you can. We thank God for you, you and you being here today. We also thank God again for Bishop Porter being here with
Yay.
Us. Praise God. Thank God for Sister Diane being here. We glorify God for everybody being here today, that's here today. You know, God is good to us, you know.
Amen.
I mean, in his mercy endures forever to all generations. How about that? Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
My God, my God. I tell you, he is so good. I wish I could just take time to just tell you just how good. Now, it'll take a couple of days, you know, because of all that he's done for us, you know. My God, just being alive is a lot, you know, too. Amen, man, my. Just being here, maybe. Amen. Then having another birthday, too, you know. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. You never thought you'd see another birthday the way things are going in the world today. But, you know, God is awesome. He's just so awesome. I don't know what I'd do without him. Don't even want to find out.
Nope.
Praise God. Well, today, pardon me, today we are starting with, amen, St. John. The book of St. John is where we are going to begin reading today. Yes, yes. Now, we could go and start at the 13th chapter of St. John. We can start there, and I'm going to go jump over to still St. John, another chapter in St. John. I will start another one also. Now, I'm not going to read it all. I'm just going to give you a little background of the 13th chapter of St. John. And I could start at the 4th verse. Well, this is when Jesus was at supper. He rises from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter said unto him, Lord, doest thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter said unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered and said, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said unto him, He that is washed need not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit, and you shall. Ye are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him. Therefore said he, Ye are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and was set down again, he said unto them, Know ye what I have done to you? See, he asks you questions, huh? You call me master and Lord, and ye say, Well, for so I am. For I then, your Lord and master, have washed your feet. You also ought to wash one another's feet. Did you hear that? Okay, I think you heard that. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Verily I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, happy are ye if you do them. Now, if you know them, you ought to do them. In other words, he's telling you ought to do it, right? That's what you ought to do. So we're going to leave that thought with that with you today. If you know it, you ought to do it. But a word what I want to deal with you about today is about an upgrade. All right? An upgrade. Now, you hear in this, I'm going to another chapter in a few moments. You hear how he tells Peter about washing feet, right? And when you look at it, don't sound like an upgrade, do it? Sound like downgrade, doesn't it? But it was not a downgrade, but it was an upgrade. And when you want to put it into its right perspective, we'll say it was a kingdom upgrade. Do you get the picture? It was a kingdom upgrade. And when he said, you know, I'm washing your feet. Now, you know, I'm giving you an example here. And that means you can wash one another's feet. Okay? And now you say, well, where is that an upgrade? I can't see that. That bringing me down, washing somebody's feet. You know, well, they did it all the time in Jesus' day, and they, you know, you want to be like Jesus anyway, so just start washing some feet. You know, the church used to wash feet. They have communion, then they wash feet, sing songs, and they wash feet. But today you find out that they don't want to wash feet. You know, not many people. We do now. I'm going to tell you now. I'm a little old-fashioned, but we do wash feet, you know, after communion, and because the Bible says so. I know it's not popular today to wash nobody's feet. But, honey, I'm here to tell you that Jesus washed feet. You can wash them too. Now, that's starting up an upgrade. Now, what are we talking about an upgrade now? Let me tell you. Do you know what the upgrade is, huh? To rise to a higher grade or standard. You cannot see a new standard, a higher standard, being implemented when you have to wash nobody's feet. That's the normal people. And it also means what? to improve, listen what I say, improve the quality of life. See, what we have come to, we call an upgrade, is we want to take over the pastor's job. Now, we call that upgrade, don't we? We want to put the pastor out and sit the pastor down because you feel like they done got too old. And I'm young now and full of energy and all of this. So you call that an upgrade, huh? But that's not the way God is putting it, huh? You've got to bring yourself down in order to come up. Do you get it? And what else do upgrade mean, huh? Rising, improving, progress, huh? You say, well, it's progress because I'm bringing it new and fresh. Now, listen, if the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun, what you bringing new and fresh? You just bringing your take on the old verse. You see, you taking the new take, you know, you all these versions of Bibles you buy, all these versions, you bring your word out, all these versions of the Bible, and you don't even know what to mean. Half of the people don't. That means you haven't upgraded yourself yet. You haven't come to a place where God wants to impute upon you the kingdom's upgrades. Do you get the picture here today? This is where we are, huh? So, you know, if I want to have your little cute saying here, I'll say you've been hacked.
Okay.
Hello, huh? Okay. And once you get hacked, what you got to do with your computer? You turn it off, don't you? You turn off all of that, what you have in your head. Now, you know, I love to read about Paul, because Paul found out that everything that he had learned in the schools of the world he's been in country, wherever he's been, and all that he sit upon the Sanhedrin's laws and stuff, all that he learned, he had to do what? Toss it aside. Do you see what I'm saying? He had to start over. You know, you think about that GPS you got on your car somewhere, and you make a wrong turn, or you decide you want to go stop to the store or to the rest area or something, and the thing will say, recalculate, huh? And it means restart. We're going to have to start all over again. Do you get it? So in order to rise to a higher grade than you are in, you got to start all over, because somewhere down the line you miss your turn. Do you get the picture? You miss your turn. And so it's time now to do what? Start over. You need upgrade, huh? Now in the 20th chapter, let me go over here quickly. I'm going to go on through here right now. The 20th chapter of St. John, same book. But in the 20th chapter, we're going to start with the 19th verse right quick. I'm going to go through a few of them just right quick, try to get it to you, get this word to you, because I need you, and you to do what? To get a new upgrade here. I don't want you to get the upgrade you think everybody else got, you know. I mean, get what everybody else, you know, like everybody want to copy everybody else. We're not copying nothing today. We restarting from the beginning, and listen what I'm telling you. And it's going to be better, because it's a kingdom upgrade, huh? It's the best upgrade you got, all right? Praise God. And say, then the 20th chapter and the 19th verse, then the same day at even, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, peace be unto you. Now, you say, what has that got to do with it? This is where the upgrade begins. Huh? This is where kingdom upgrade begins. When he said, peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands, his side. And then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Now, you can see something and not understand it. most basic facts in life or in church life is people hear messages and they don't understand messages. They take it the way their little infinite mind would tell them, and it is not the way God wants you to understand it, because he's trying to bring you into the kingdom, and he's trying to give you an upgrade, a new start. See, instead of your old way of thinking. Do you get the picture? I guess you get it after a while. He said, and when he had so said, he showed them his hands and sighed. Then were the disciples glad. They glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so I send you. I'm giving you a message now, and you may not understand it all. You didn't understand the washing of the feet. Now, I know you ain't going to probably understand this either, but I'm telling you now, because you're going to have to do what? You're going to have to document all this. Do you understand? I'm going to have to leave with you a word to document for others. And he said, when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive. Now, this, listen here. I haven't heard this preached in a long time. And this 22nd verse, he said unto them, this is what he said. Breathe on them and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Did you hear what I'm saying? Did you hear what Jesus said here? Huh? This is how your upgrade has started, has come in. Do you get it? This, if you have not had him breathe on you and you have not received the Holy Ghost, you're not walking with the upgrade. You still have, okay? He said, whosoever sins you remit, listen at the kingdom upgrade now, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins you retain, they are retained. Do you get the picture? Do you see the power of the Holy Ghost operating your life, the power that Jesus gave you when he breathed on you? Huh? He said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. And after you receive the Holy Ghost, you hear of the upgrade. This is evidence of the upgrade. Whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins you retain, they are retained. Do you get the picture today? I'm talking about the kingdom type of upgrade. When you have the true upgrade, this is what you can do. God has permitted you to do so. Do you get the picture? That's in yours, written in red in your Bible, if you got your Bible. Well, it's written in red, mine here. He said, but Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and trust my hand in his side, I will not believe. Now, he was determined, I ain't going to believe nothing y'all say. Okay? Now, in the first place, somebody ought to have been there to convince. Okay, we don't have much convincing power today because we don't believe enough. You get it. Okay, and it say, after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. This time, Thomas decided to be there since y'all see so much. Huh? Since y'all see so much and y'all been blessed so much and you got a new start now. And now you done told me all this. You done seen the nail prints. And you know, we got some unbelievers go to church every week and they still don't believe. You don't believe that, do you? This is what's going on. Now, Thomas in there now, this time. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut. Now, God really put it on him. I mean, he came and the doors were shut and locked, huh? And stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. He's saluting the house. And this is what he told us to do. If when we enter into a house, salute it, okay? And if there's peace there, your peace going to remain. But if it's not, your peace return back to you. Now, isn't that something? All of this. When you have that upgrade, do you get what I'm telling you, what he's given us? The power to speak to sinners, the power to remit the sins, and all of this. God, give us all this. And you don't use it because you what? I don't want nobody talking about me. Well, they're going to talk about you anyway. Then said he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger and behold my hand, and reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believe it. He said, now, listen here. I heard you. You thought I didn't know what you said, and I wasn't even here. He's proving all the time that he's alive. Do you hear me? He's proving to them that when he come through the door, no man can just walk through a door and it's shut. Huh? So miraculously, he's been showing Thomas already. See, because he heard Thomas in the spirit speaking. I ain't going to believe it less than I see it for myself. You know, are you saying that too? If Jesus don't come to me, I ain't going to believe. Well, first of all, so if you in sin and all of this, he ain't coming. Listen, he come tell you about repent, and you repent. You ain't going to get to see him. You just making, effortless moves here, trying to put God on the spot. Well, if you who you say you are. Very seldom, sometimes he would come to some people that he called that he see the potential in them to work in the kingdom. He will do that, but not everybody. Do you understand that? Not everybody get that privilege, all right? They don't get that upgrade. You know, everybody's not able to. You know, your old phone not able to take the new upgrades. You know that, right? Okay, you can't get your phone that's on the hook in your house to get an upgrade just like your cellular phone. Do you understand that? So there are technologies that's going on in the world that can be upgraded and some not. Do you see? Say they tell you to throw the old ones away. That's what they tell you to do. They told you to switch out on your TV, and you had just bought that big old TV screen, and they come telling you it ain't going to work because it don't have HD or whatever it is they don't have, and you got to upgrade. Get a new TV. I said, a whole TV? Can't you hook something up to it or nothing? No, you got to get a new TV. Then they tell you about your phone. You got to get a new phone because we can't fix it. They can fix it. They just don't want to fix it, and they want you to spend more money. You see, there's got to be a way. There's always a way to get it done. But, you know, you got people tell you it ain't so. People tell you that in church. No, you ain't got to do all that. No, it don't work like that. But let me tell you, if you want that kingdom upgrade today, you're going to have to do what? Receive the Holy Ghost. That's what the words say. I'm telling you what the words say today. The receive it. Now, if you ain't received it, you in trouble. Huh? You in trouble when you try to work for God. You in trouble when you try to heal somebody, get them delivered and set free. You are in trouble. Do you see? And you are faithless. He's going to call you faithless like a Thomas did when he started there and he wanted to see something. You know, everybody wants to see something. And let me tell you, you don't have to believe what you see. Because what you believe may not be real. You didn't get that one, did you? So he yet have belief. And this is what he say, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. But blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Now, which one are you today? Do you want the upgrade today? Let me tell you, when you read this story about Jesus and when he died and everything, and you read the rest of it, when Mary came to the tomb, what did she see? The upgrade was already there because when she saw Jesus, she didn't even recognize him. Things have changed. When things change, the timing mechanisms change. So it brings you to an upgrade, do you see? So she was upgrading what she saw. She saw Jesus that she didn't see before. She saw Jesus after. after he had been crucified. So the upgrade of the kingdom had already begun. And it begun in her, glory to God, because of her not recognizing him as the same Jesus. Now, you know that's something. The same Jesus she saw on the cross, he was not the same Jesus when he came out there in the grave place. He had changed, huh? He didn't look the same, so she couldn't recognize him. Are you recognizing him today? Are you recognizing the fact that Jesus Christ is waiting for you to do what? To walk into a great change in your life, that you will become what? Upgraded in your thoughts, upgraded in your doings, upgraded in your living, upgraded in what you get and possess. Glory be to God. You need to know today that God is waiting for you to receive the kingdom upgrade. So many times we want to walk in the kingdom. We want to do kingdom work, but we don't want the upgrade because it will require tribulations and trials, and most of all, it's requiring you to believe beyond the shadow of a doubt. Believe if you don't even see nothing, you still got to believe. Can you do it today? That's all I want to know today, because I'm remembering, glory to God, when Zechariah and Elizabeth, when God began to tell them, glory to God, about the birth and all of this, and you know they don't want to believe it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But let me tell you, they didn't know at the time that they were being upgraded into a higher position in Christ Jesus. So what they did was, Zechariah say, no. But I'm here to tell you right now that what happened, they shut up Zechariah's mouth where he couldn't say nothing. And he had to keep it shut until the day the baby came. And when the baby came, it was a restart, glory to God. It was a kingdom upgrade, and things began to change. People around them changed. They couldn't understand what was going on. But all I'm trying to tell you today, glory to God, if you've been hacked, glory to God, it's for a reason. God is about to restart you. He's about to make a change in your life, in everybody else's life around you. He's changing conditions. He's changing everything that you're familiar with today. Glory to God. I'm telling you, I remember that going down the line. I've thought about Job and his home. He had a family and home and everything he had. Possessions, all he had, plenty of them. But when he got hacked, little did he know, glory to God, things was about to be changed in his life. He lost all his children. He lost all his home. He lost everything he owned. Even his friends got flaky on him. But let me tell you one thing. He was headed for a change, and he was headed for kingdom adjustments. God had to adjust him. He already knew something of God, but he had to be changed. He had to be reset. He had to restart, and he began, glory to God, through his tribulation. His body became racked with pain, balls all over him. He couldn't understand. His friends didn't understand. But I'm here to tell you today, it started, let me tell you one thing, in troubles and trials. You could cry and cry and cry, but let me tell you, if you want to change, you want to restart, you want to get an upgrade, you're going to have to endure hardness as a good soldier. You're going to have to walk and plumb the line. That's what you're going to have to do. So Job restarted after he went through it all. He abused, his friends was abusing him, saying he sinned, and all these things was coming upon him. His wife wasn't with him because she was a little upset that she lost the children, her house and land and everything, and she wasn't happy one bit, glory to God, but she didn't know that this is a change, and the change is a progress, the process, brother, that's taking you to your destination, to the kingdom upgrade. Oh, Job, you have been a faithful man all these years. I allowed Satan to hack into you, and when he hacked into you, he messed up everything you had, you thought you had, but I'm about to renew your strength, I'm about to renew your wife, womb, I'm about to renew your cattle and everything else that you had. I'm giving you double for your trouble, glory to God, because you are now in the kingdom, and you are in the upgrade state, where your standards are higher, now you understand more. I told you that in y'all you're getting understanding, and now you're getting an understanding, and you understand that the upgrade requires to lose what you had behind and leave it there, glory to God. He say, because all things are new, I'm presenting them to you today, the day you and you, that this is your upgrade time. Lose yourself and require the God self, that you may continue on in Jesus Christ, lifting him up into the kingdom. He already told you the kingdom of God is within you. Oh, yes, it is. It's in you. It's not in the world, but he placed it on the inside of you, and that everything you need, you already got it. We just to do what? We got to bring it forth, that it can be manifest, it can be seen, it can come higher, higher, and higher in the Lord. And this is your day to receive your upgrade. This is your day, glory to God, to restart. You can say, I'm recalculating everywhere I've been. It was not the right place. It was not the right church. It was not the right man. Or it was not the right woman. But I'm recalculating everything in my life, because I'm starting over. I'm starting from the beginning. I'm going to get it right this time. I'm going to get it right this time. I've been playing and shading around, but God said restart, replay, whatever way you want to do it now. It's all in your ballpark. It's right now. Restart.
Yes, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Restart. Amen. In Jesus' name. Praise God. And I just thank God. Amen. For the word today. Thank God for the anointing. Praise God. How many know, amen, that it's one baptism but many refilling? Praise the Lord. And what I like, praise God, about this chapter 13, praise God, in St. John, is Jesus teaching his disciples. Praise God. And this was before the Passover celebration. And Jesus knew that his hour, praise God, had come, amen, and to leave this world and return back to the Father. Now he's showing his disciples the full extent of his love. Praise God. In other words, he humbled himself. Praise God. And it was time for supper, and the devil had already enticed Judas, praise God, to betray our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And Jesus knew that the Father had given him authority. How many know, amen, that when you have restarted, amen, that you, praise God, you have that authority. You have got power, praise God, over everything. And that he had come from God and will be turned back to God. So he got up from the table, took off a robe. He wrapped a towel around his waist and poured water into a basin. Then he began to wash the disciples' feet. And as he wiped them, their feet, with the towel, towel wrapped around him, Simon Peter began to look. And he said, why are you going to wash my feet? And in other words, Peter did not understand, praise God, how he is, praise God, being our master and Lord, and he is washing our feet, praise God. In other words, that was lack of slavery, praise God, back then, job, praise God. You understand, you don't understand now, he said to him, but later on, praise God, and by and by you will. And Peter protested, you will never wash my feet. But Jesus replied and said, but if I don't wash you, you have no part with me. Oh, we want to have part with the Lord. Praise God. Oh, he began to talk to Peter, and Peter said, not only my feet, but my head and my hand. He wanted a whole bath. Praise God. Oh, it's good to know, amen, oh, that the Lord, amen, is with us, and he's on our side. Am I right? Oh, he's always there. Praise God. And it's, I'm going to fast forward this thing and recalculate a little bit. Praise God. And I want to go to chapter 20. Oh, because I feel this thing. You know, oftentimes we always talk about Thomas. We say that the church folks call him today Doubting Thomas. But you know what? It wasn't so much, praise God, of him doubting, praise God, in the Lord. It was who the conversation was with. Now, I want to recalculate, and I want to go back, praise God, and I want to take y'all to chapter number 11 in St. John. And let's watch this, what Thomas said. And St. John chapter 11, verse 16, then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, watch this now, let us also go, that we may die with him. Y'all remember when Martha and Mary, praise God, had sinned for Jesus, and his friend Lazarus had died, and he tarried? Oh, and he said, he's not dead, he just sleep. Come on, y'all, help me out there now. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, and when after 4 days, all of a sudden he got in a hurry. And the disciples, it really messed them up. They say, why you want to go back? Don't you know they got a contract on your life? If they catch you, they're going to kill you. And here's Thomas, the one that they call a doubter, the one that they call unbelief. Oh, y'all ought to help me here. Why people don't talk about that side of Thomas? Oh, y'all ought to help me here. It's two sides to a person. It's a negative and it's a positive. And we always talk about the negative part of a person. But, oh, what about that positive? It may not be but a little. But little can make much when God is in it. Oh, y'all ought to help me here. Oh, Thomas said, come on, let's go back and let's die with him. Praise the Lord. Oh, notice, old big mouth Peter didn't say nothing. James and John didn't say anything. But it was doubting Thomas that said them words. That now when the conversation and, you know, when you miss church out there, you miss something. And people would say, oh, we had a good time in church. Oh, I tell you, devils was cast out. Oh, God, people were set free. People were speaking in tongues. People was getting delivered. People was getting healed. Oh, I don't believe it until I see it for myself. You know how some folks are. Oh, on these cell phones. Oh, we had a time today. People were slain in the spirit. Oh, it don't happen when I'm there. Oh, you know how we talk. Come on, somebody. Oh, praise the Lord. But then he came to church on the next Sabbath. Oh, and he's sitting there, and hey, come our Lord and Savior, saying, peace be unto you. And he didn't knock on the door, but he came through the wall. Oh, thank you, Lord. How many know that we serve a supernatural God? He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. And there's nothing too hard for him, nothing that he cannot do. Oh, he's working in somebody's life right now, and he's saying, peace be unto you. Oh, it may be for your family. It may be within you. It may be peace for your job. It may be peace wherever your feet tread upon. He said, you shall possess it. He said, everything that your hand touch, all you can prosper. Be in good health as your soul prosper. Oh, thank God. God for every word that he has spoken, and we can stand on his holy word. Oh, he's able today to do abundantly and above that all that we can ask or think according to the power that lies within us. Oh, I'm talking about a God that sit high and look low. He sees all and knows all. He know all about us. He said that I searches the heart, knows what's in the minds of our spirit. Praise the Lord. Oh, and he went right straight to Thomas and said, Thomas, feel my hand. Look in my side. Look at my feet. Praise God. He say, my God, my Lord. Praise the Lord. And hit his knees. Praise God. And begin to worship the Lord. He said, bless you, Thomas, because you have seen, now you believe. But it's a blessing to you and I that have never seen but yet believe. I want to ask you a question. Do you believe today? Praise God. Oh, do you believe? All you got to do, you believe his report, amen, that God is God, and besides him there is no other God. Oh, he's able today. Oh, he's opening up doors for somebody. Oh, you got to believe it. He want to bring peace, oh God, in a midst of confusion. How many know he's able to turn a bad situation and make something good out of it? He can turn a negative into a positive. Oh, he's doing great things even as we speak right now. I thank God, amen, that he is God. Why is it so hard for people to understand and believe? I heard Apostle say, out of all our wisdom, knowledge, get an understanding. Why is it so hard for the religious world to believe that God is Jesus and Jesus is God? Oh, come on, help me somebody. Oh, how hard is that? Praise God, but this is a spiritual revelation understanding that God, amen, said to them, asked them, where do you come from? He said, I came out from God. In other words, he separated himself from the Godhead. Oh, praise God. And so this is why Jesus say, amen, here I cannot fail. I got power to lay my life down, and I got power to pick it up again, because he was God. He made the heaven and the earth and everything in it, include you and I. Now, why is it so hard for man to understand, amen, that he cannot make himself a son? Oh, you can call in. We still on the air here. Y'all help me out here. Talk to me, somebody. Oh, but Jesus is God, and God is Jesus. He said, me and my Father are one, and he want you and I to be one. And where there's unity, there's strength. All praise the Lord. God is a heavy load sharer. He is a burden bearer. Oh, he'll be whatever you want him to be to your life today. All you got to do is reach out. Say, Lord, here I am. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's not my father, it's not my mother, not my sister, not my brother, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Oh, praise God. Oh, he hears a praying in God. Oh, if you call him, he will answer. Isaiah 65 and 24 declared, while you're yet calling, he will answer. He said, while you're yet speaking, he said, hear, hear. Oh, I think he is very swift in answering prayer. Oh, I often tell the church, it's not how long you pray, but it's how strong. It's not the length. Oh, praise God, but it's the strength behind it. Oh, praise the Lord. God is a praying God. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes condition. Prayer will move God. Prayer will turn a bad situation and make something good out of it. He is. He's working in the earth today. He's working in the land. Oh, I heard him say, if you draw nigh to me, I'll draw nigh to you. Praise God. Oh, I'm talking about recalculating. Oh, be talking about, amen, getting in good grace with God. Amen. I thank God. Amen. All we got to do, amen, is trust him today. Amen. And we can stand on his holy word. Oh, he's able. If he spoke at church, he's able to perform it. Oh, he's destroying yokes on somebody's behalf right now. All you got to do is look to the hill. From whence coming all our help? And all our help come from thee. All he's got to do is trust him today. trust him and walk in faith. Amen. Oh, thank God. Take your eyes off the condition. Take your eyes off the circumstances. Take your eyes on your feelings, on walking around with your feelings on your shoulder. Praise God. Amen. And always thinking somebody after you. Somebody, amen, got so mad or evil against you. Praise God. And all he got a way that is mighty sweet to bring you out. Or if he did it back then, he's doing the same thing now. Why, Bishop? Because he say he's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. Oh, he's God and he changed not. Oh, and I thank God. He said, what I do for one, I'll do for all. Oh, he have no respect of person. Oh, I thank God that Jesus, he loved each and every one of us. Oh, what greater love than this, that a man lay down his life. Oh, he call us his friends. And what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and grief to bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, he is a praying God today. Oh, I feel all right today. God is a right now God. He is, amen. He'll be whatever you want him to be today, amen. Ain't you glad, praise God? I know you feel this thing. Come on, somebody. All you got to do, amen. If you know him, praise God. Oh, I know you got to say amen. Amen. Amen is man saying amen to the truth. And who we talking about? We talking about our Lord and Savior. We talking about lifting him up. And he said if he be lifted up from the earth, he said he would draw all men, not some, but he said he'll draw all men unto thee, and he's doing some drawing right now. I thank God, amen, if he spoke it, praise God, or if the wind, amen, and the raging sea obeyed him, amen, and disciples, amen, when he spoke a word, they say, what manner of man is this? Oh, praise God. Even the wind obeys his voice. Oh, praise God. Ain't you glad that our Lord and Savior is in control? Amen. I'm sorry, it's not Buddha. I'm sorry you're not Sun Yat-sen. I'm sorry it ain't Joseph Smith. I'm sorry, praise God. Amen. But I thank God, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And he said, no man come unto the Father but by me. Oh, you got to come through Jesus Christ today. I die with that one. Oh, y'all ought to help me here. Oh, I feel this thing. Jesus is God, and God is Jesus, and he is in control. And I thank God for each and every one of you, praise God, to have received and accepted him as your Lord and Savior. And the same power, amen, that he gave his disciples back then, he did it on the day of Pentecost. Praise God, we have that same, amen, power today. Praise God, you got to have that, and he breathed on them and say, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Praise God. All, and they received it. What about you today? I'm reminded when Paul, I want to fast forward, and Paul was traveling and went through Ephesus, and he stopped to a church, and praise God, the preacher, pastor was not there, Apollos. He was going somewhere else. Praise God. And there they sitting, and Paul listening at the service, and nobody said nothing about Jesus. Nobody mentioned nothing about the Holy Ghost. And they give him an opportunity to speak. And when he stood up, the first thing out of his mouth, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Oh, praise the Lord. We have a lot of believers out there, but have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? You got to have the Holy Ghost. Oh, it got to rest, rule, and abide within the inside. Oh, this is why I say greater that is in us than he that's in the world. You got to be connected to the vine. Oh, praise God. You got to be connected to the right source. Oh, we connected to a whole lot of stuff. But when we get connected to Jesus, oh, everything going to be all right. Oh, he'll bring you through trials. He'll bring you through tribulation. He'll bring you through all kind of hard times. He will bring you out. He don't have to stop nothing you going through. He give us the strength to go through it. Oh, God bless you today. May heaven continue to smile on you. Jesus love you. Oh, and Bishop do too.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell you, that's an awesome word coming from Apostle Porter and Bishop Porter. Are you ready for your upgrade today? You see, when you begin to get your upgrade is when you decide to come out of the world, to come into the kingdom. That's where your restart, that's where your upgrade slowly begins until it get up to the highest thing. I tell you, we serve an awesome God. Nothing is too hard for him. He made believers out of those that are non-believers. If he can make the blind see, the lame walk, what else can he do? Come on now. I tell you, God is so awesome. All we have to do is elevate that mind. Change the way of our thinking. I tell you, God is awesome. And when he gives you that peace, after he did all that, he said, peace be unto you. That peace that passed all understanding, that peace that gave you, I can't even explain the peace when you come in, the peace of mind, knowing that you are able to go through anything. Because, you know, growing up, you know, you learned the 23rd Psalm, because I know I was one of them. And you know that part that say, yea, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you shall fear no evil, for thou art with you. I tell you, know today who you serve and who you belong to. Know who you are in Christ. Therefore, you can begin to get your upgrade and connect it to the right source. Man, when you connect it to the right source, you in. You in. You don't, viruses gonna try and come in, you know, when you get the computer. And sometimes you do that upgrade and a virus try to come in. You know what that virus is? That's negative thinking. That's people trying to throw stuff at you. But you know what? And when I say people, forgive me, I mean the enemy use people to throw stuff at you. Guess what? You connected to the right source. And who is the right source? Our God Almighty, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So, you know, today, smile. No matter what you're going through, smile. Give God the praise. They say, pray. When you praise God, man, it confused the enemy to want to know why I'm going through all this here. And they praising God still because you know what? You know you got the victory throughout it all. So be blessed today. You tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. I tell you, God has used her mightily. I tell you, we serve an awesome God, and when he used her, he used her. If you would like to bless the woman of God, you can send it to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Tomorrow night, Friday night at 11 p.m., we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Line hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. That calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Take back your joy. Take back the peace. Take back your happiness that you have from within. Take back everything that he have stolen from you. Know that God gives you the power. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything in Jesus' name. You be blessed, be blessed, be blessed.
All asleep, much on my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying, how the story ends.
When I let go,
and I let God have it.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
let God have it.
There's so much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. Not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright. Yeah.
As soon as I stop worrying, how the story ends.
Let go and let God. My sister, you can't handle it. Let God.